I salute thy might and praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. So let us say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Heavenly Father, your word is already anointed. Anoint these lips of clay and ordain power in my mouth. By the teaching of your word, let miracles, signs and wonders, let establishment, let salvation, let regeneration and renewal of mind follow. And I pray that no one seated here will leave this premises the same as they came in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your two hands and be seated. Instrumentally, everybody be seated. Pillars necessary for walking in divine presence. Pillars. Oh, clap your hands. We are in the month of March, and in the month of March, we are focusing on the Word of God. How we will be able to study the word, love the word, eat the word, live in the word, and promote the word in our life, so that every child of God will love the word of God. In the past month, we looked at the foundations for divine presence. We looked at that. Here is divine presence. And what we mean by divine presence is God's revealed presence in our life, that God will show forth himself in our life. Like Nebuchadnezzar said, I see the fourth man in the fire. I see the fourth man. That God will be revealed in our lives is what we call presence of God. We also said divine presence is God's active participation in our lives, like in the days or in the life of Joseph, how God was with Joseph and had mercy on him and caused him to prosper even in the prison. That God will be with you and I throughout this year, will have mercy on us and will cause us to be successful in whatever we do. That is what we have been looking at as divine presence. We also said that divine presence is the climate or the atmosphere of God that fills our lives and makes us experience supernatural things. It fills your life. Once the atmosphere of God comes in your life, it makes supernatural things happen for you, not natural things. And that is what we call divine presence with someone. Like in Acts chapter 10, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about working marvelous things, miracles, signs and wonders. This year, I pray that you will see marvelous things.
Amen.
Oh, I said you will see marvelous things.
Amen.
Your two hands together for the Lord. So we explained that God doesn't just reveal himself, But for God to reveal, there are some foundations that are needed. And we said the foundations that makes God reveal himself in the life of people is the foundation of holiness, the foundation of love for God, the foundation of obedience to his will, the foundation of praiseful living, and the foundation of service. That these are the foundations that when you put in place, God's presence will never pass you by.
Now you see, and so say, you were a first year baby, you bet me after 2 years, you were sending a bayer when you're coupon, and to me, and Kemu, and where you're home for, a binity about Abrabopa, a binity about doing a coupon, Asim, and the Akaka Hodina.
But for every building to stand, there is the need of something we call pillars.
Now say,
So this morning we want to investigate. From this morning, we want to investigate what it takes to maintain, to keep that presence of God with us, so that we don't lose it. It is one thing having it and losing it. It's one thing having it and it's another thing losing it. So we want to investigate how we can maintain the presence when we get it.
How do we
keep enjoying the presence of God on daily basis without losing it?
How do we
ensure that God doesn't take his Holy Spirit from us in the course of the year? Pillars necessary for divine presence is the answer to that question. When we see a pillar means a support. It supports a building. This whole building is being supported by pillars. It supports the roof. This whole roof is resting on the pillars you see.
It maintains it.
It makes it stay. And so divine presence in a man's life must be kept, must be maintained, must be supported, must be kept alive from January to December. And pillars is what makes it possible. Clap your two hands for
the Lord.
So we are looking at the first pillar, which we call the pillar of the word.
The pillar of the word of God.
Commitment to the word of God on daily basis is the secret to maintaining his presence. You cannot walk with God. Some of you are freshly born again. Let me announce to you, you cannot walk with God on a daily basis minus his presence. Minus his word. You can't walk with God without his word. John chapter 14, verse 23. Let's all read together. John 14, 23. Is that Jesus? Are you working with me? John 14, 23. I want to read with the whole church. Good. Now, we are all going to read because this is the main verse for the whole teachings today. This is why I am claiming that nobody can have God's presence without the word of God. This is the reason why I'm claiming. And I'm going to prove it to you. Let's read it. John 14, 23. Are you there? One, go. If you are not reading, I'll bring you a microphone and help you. I want to hear your voice. One, go. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Now, take notice. He will keep my Now, go on. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our abode with him. Let me read it again. It said, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loves me, he will keep my words. Now, that is where the argument starts from. He will keep my words. And when he pays attention to my words, my Father will love him because he's a reader and a keeper of the word. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Clap your two hands for the Lord. May God make his home in your heart. I said, may God make his home with you. May God come to abide with you. May the Spirit of God abide with you daily. As you go through this year, may you never be left alone. May you see God at work in your life, your business, your relationship, your marriage. All that concerns you, receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
But how will God come and make his abode in your life? He says, unless you are a keeper of his word. So keepers of his word are keepers of his presence. Keepers of the word are keepers of his presence. We will make our home with him. We will make our home with him. We will, because he's a keeper. He's a studious. He reads the Bible. He does his voice. He reads the word of God. He listens to the word of God. He pays attention to the word of God. Keepers of the word are keepers of his presence. You won't lose it. May you never lose the presence of God this year.
Amen.
If you give attention to the word of God, you are giving attention to the God of the word. That is God himself. When you give attention to the word of God, you are giving attention to the God of the word. That is God himself. You can't pay attention to the Bible and not pay attention to God. You can't pay attention to preaching, to sermons, without paying attention to God. Anyone that pays attention to the word of God is indirectly paying attention to the God of the word. Ask the one by you, are you paying attention to the word of God? Ask him, do you read your word daily? Do you study your word daily? Do you listen to preachings weekly, daily? Do you take notice of the word of God when you leave this place? No one maintains a consistent fellowship with the word of God and becomes spiritually dry and insensitive. Never. No one maintains a consistent fellowship with the word of God and then still becomes dry or still becomes insensitive in the spirit. No one. When you feel dry in the spirit, when you feel like you can't sense God around you, check it. It could be that you have not been doing your quiet time for a long time. If you understand what I'm saying, give me a wave. If you understand what I'm saying, give me a wave. No one reads his word on daily basis and still feels dry and insensitive spiritually. Because Psalm 1 verse 2, he says that his delight is in the law, word of the Lord, and in his word he meditates day and night, and something will happen to him. Verse 3, he says he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. He says that its leaves will not dry. I declare that spiritually you will not go dry.
Amen.
Let your amen be a loudest one.
Amen.
I said spiritually this year may you never go dry.
Amen.
I said spiritually may you never be insensitive.
Amen.
May you be sensitive to the voice of the Spirit.
Amen.
Because you are paying attention to the word of God. Clap your two hands for them.
Bonsam Samaradi, Bonsam Samaradi.
Attention. God has exalted his word beyond all his names. Therefore, his presence is constantly drawn to wherever his word is exalted. His presence is drawn to wherever his word is exalted.
Na onyankopon ehonhom de da ne da nyina ba bia nasem wo no ehonom e na urade nyankopon honhom etwe na eben na
eben. Because God has promoted his word, he has magnified his word. He's more interested in his word than for you to be calling his name. He's more interested. According to Psalm 135. Psalm 138 verse 2.
Ani edi nasem echi asin se ebi po a ebi a wo bompa ebo na wo de frɛ no.
He said that thou hast exalted thy word above all thy names. Psalm 138 verse 2. So God has promoted his more interest in his word. And in Luke 24 verse 13, the Bible says that, and behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And then verse 15, look at what happened. And so it was, while they conversed and they reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. What was he talking about? Bible says that certain disciples, after Jesus was dead and was buried, within that 3 days, when they were waiting to have him resurrected. The Bible says that as they were talking about Jesus. How many of you know that Jesus is the word of God? The Bible says the word became flesh. So as they were talking about Jesus, how he was crucified, how he was innocent, as they were discussing the word of God, the Bible says that, and the living Jesus himself, the spirit Jesus, drew closer to them. That means that the spirit of God draws near anywhere the Bible is open. That means that the Spirit of God draws closer to anywhere the word of God is being preached. So as I'm preaching now, the Spirit of God is being preached here. As you are listening to the message in your car, the Spirit of God is attracted to your car. As you are listening to the message in your house, in your kitchen, the Spirit of God is drawn into your kitchen, because the presence of God is drawn to where the word of God is celebrated.
If you say onyankopon asem onyankopon ehonhom no etwe no ho ebe ba bia ye ka onyankopon asem
na asem na asem. The one seated by you, do you read the word of God? Ask the next person, do you celebrate the word of God? And ask the one behind you, do you listen to the word of God? What were the answers? Now, that is where all of us are different levels in the spirit. That is why some of us are more spiritual than others. That is why some of us, we carry God than others. Not that God doesn't love them, but it is because they do not pay attention. The Bible says that, for he shall be like a tree. How are you from a tree that is planted by the rivers of water? When you connect to the word, you connect to his presence. I'm telling you, you can't be dry. Say, I cannot be dry.
I cannot be dry.
Say, I cannot be insensitive. That is where the Lord speaks to you and you hear. That is where the enemy is up to something and God can just reveal it to you. It is connected to spirituality. It's connected to spirituality. When you are spiritual, you become very sensitive. I am minding my own business. I am doing my own thing. I am somewhere. I'm not around you. All of you went home. You are coming back today. But I can point about 5 or 6 people here that the Lord spoke to me about you in the course of the week. There are even people who are not here that the Lord revealed things about their life to me. It is connected to spiritual sensitivity. If you are not spiritually sensitive, when things are going to happen in the spirit, you will not know.
If it's a
I pray for you that from today, may nothing take you by surprise.
Amen.
Are you here with me? I said from today, may nothing take you by surprise.
Amen.
Whatever the devil will package against you, your family, your loved ones, may you be sensitive enough to discover it.
Amen.
I said, may you be sensitive enough to see it.
Amen.
May you be sensitive enough to hear it.
Amen.
Clap your hands together and say, I will be sensitive. Cannot have spiritual sensitivity minus the word of God. His presence was drawn to where he was being discussed. Listen to me. God cannot stay away from a life that is buried in the word. God cannot stay away. It's impossible. God cannot stay away from a guy who has buried his head in the Bible. God can't stay away. God can't stay away from a young lady who has focused on the word of God, studying the day and night. God can't stay away from him. God is vulnerable to those who are deep in the word. I recommend the word of God to you this month and this year. I recommend the word of God to you. Don't be a Christian without studying the word of God. There is no profit in it. There is no profit. Don't be a Christian who doesn't pay attention to listening to the preaching. You see, sometimes as I'm preaching, some of you would love to rather go down there and go and chat and go and stand by those who are selling and go and then just be, you are waiting for us to get to your session where you do something before you will come. It's because you lack respect for the word of God. But don't be a Christian who lacks respect for the word of God. Go for the word. Tell somebody by you, go for the word. Announce it to somebody by you, go for the word. This week, don't miss any day without the word. Listen to me. Have you noticed that there are books that start reading and you stay long with that book, sooner or later, you will start receiving demonic dreams. You will start receiving demonic or spirit visitations and manifestations. There are books like that. Now, how many of you know what I'm talking about? There are movies when you watch for a long time. When you keep watching and they are practicing sorcery, they are practicing all those kind of series that have a lot of magic and other things. If you keep doing it, there's a level when you get to, you will start receiving manifestations in your dreams. You'll start receiving visitations of evil spirits. You see that? A spirit will start oppressing you. How many of you have noticed what I'm saying? You know, so many years ago when I was a young boy, I used to play coast football. Now, one of the clubs that I played, we had our magician who used to work for us. We had our magician used to work for us, and all of other players, they used to work all of us. And you don't understand. The boys understand what I'm saying. How many of you understand what I'm saying? At least I played coast football to a level. I played league matches, high level league matches. So I know what I'm talking about. Now, when our sorcerer comes or our witch doctor comes, there is a book that he opens. By then I was very young. I didn't know what book it was. And then at different times, some of us, we go to him in the room. If that day you have a special assignment, we go to him in the room, and then he does some things for us. And then the rest of the players, when we come out, before we wear our jerseys, there are some things we do and we tie on our hand. Aside that one, there is some water that we have to bath. That has certain herbs, certain things. But before he finishes all that, he opens the book. We all surround with our host and our guards, but half naked. We all surround around the water. And then he will be reading it. I didn't know what it was. But he reads it 7 times and we all recite it 7 times. So when he reads them, we recite. We read them, we recite. 7 times. Then as he keeps mentioning the thing, he will be stirring the water. Stirring the water. If that day we will lose, he will tell us that you are going to lose to something. But let me see what I can do about it. Then he will start again and do something. Then at a point, he will say, okay, if that day his mojos work, we are going to have draw. So you do this, you do that. You make sure that you do this. Then he will give us all the spiritual directions. Then afterwards, we all bathe the water 3 times. Then they take us into the room filled with the incense and the smoke and those other candles and those things. Then all of us, these are things you are watching them on TV, but that's what they do before they come. Then we'll be singing songs, go round like as if wall of Jericho must fall. We'll chant songs. That by the time we are coming out, we are possessed. By the time we're like, something has killed us. And there is no mercy. We are coming with red eyes. We are smelling funny. If you have been, you play football before, you know there are some players, when they come and stand in front of you, they are smelling funny. Because of what has been done. Now, I realized that those words were powerful. It was able to introduce a spirit into us. Once we recite it 7 times, something enters into us. Something enters. All of a sudden, you play beyond your natural ability. I'm not talking about far away. I play league matches in Kwasima here. I play some in Dakuma, Iron Park, and other away places. I'm telling you that this was the thing that we used to do. And after reciting those books of Moses and those things over and over for 7 times, a certain spirit enters us. And we are able to perform at a certain level. No wonder when we travel out of Ghana, then we have no career. Because this is what we do when we are young. Are you following what I'm saying? Tell somebody, words are powerful. In the same way, the word of God is powerful. John 6 verse 63. The word of God is powerful. He said, it is a spirit that quickens. The flesh profits now. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words. Tell somebody, words are spirit. So as we declare, it attracts the spirit dimension into what we are doing. So as you are reading the word of God, it attracts the spirit of God to wherever you are. As you are reading the word of God, as you are listening to the sermon, as you are listening to it, as I'm preaching now, the spirit of God is coming closer to you and more closer to you. Some of you who were feeling dry at home, as you are listening to the message now, you feel like God is right by you. You can feel the Holy Spirit. How many of you can feel that God is here? Because the words I'm speaking are spirit. The words are spirit. The words are spirit. That is why I can be in my room and I can speak. And when I speak, it will happen far away. Where's that spirit? I think on Friday, one of our members called me, whose daughter was rushed
to
the polyclinic because the child cannot breathe again and was almost dying. After I closed the shepherd's meeting here, at around 10 thereabout, Sheila was there around 10 thereabout. Yes, but Sheila called me. Oh, her shepherd started calling. And I was at home when the news came because I was going to change over and go and pray at men's
room.
So all we did, I said, listen, let's pray. So I started praying in my room. The child was not dead. The child was on oxygen. A small child. Oxygen. Can't breathe. At Tanesi Polyclinic. And they said they are transferring her because she was dying. And you know, by the time they say they are changing, that's even what kills the children. And the people by the time they are
transferring.
So the woman kept calling, crying. And I kept speaking back the word of God. I said, she will not die. Your child will not die. Your child is going to be healed. Your child will be well. I kept speaking life, speaking words. Then after, I will start praying in my room. Told my wife, pray. I was with my little boy, Matthew. I said, pray about this. We were all praying. Then, I was just there during the middle of the night. When I saw her call. Then I picked. She said, Nyame Adom, Sisia Ahomenu, I is stable. So no more transfer. Last night they were discharged. They are back home. Now I have not seen the girl with my eyes, but I sent the word. I just sent the word. The word of deliverance. The word of healing. The word of deliverance. That's all I sent. Jesus stood by the tomb of Lazarus. He didn't open the tomb. He didn't touch Lazarus. Lazarus was smelling. But Jesus stood behind and said, Lazarus, come forth. Say words.
Yes,
come forth. And the words, the spiritual words, entered through the tomb and touched the body of Lazarus and resurrected Lazarus and reversed the corruption in the body and the degeneration. Reversed it. Brought back his spirit from heaven back to his body. And brought him out. The words. That book you are holding and you are sleeping on, it has power to change your life. That word of God that is on your phone, that you list, it is the app you list open. If we are to check the apps and their activity on your phone, if there's a way to check it, go and check how many times you have engaged your phone. How many times you have engaged your Bible on the phone? And compare it to how many times you have engaged your WhatsApp. You see that you are beginning to feel guilty now. Compare to how many times you have opened your Facebook. Compare to how many times you have opened your TikTok. Your Instagram. Compare how many times you have opened your pictures. Compare to how many times you open the Bible. Meanwhile, this whole world and everything in it was created and kept by the word. Somebody clap your two hands together for
them.
Yes. Yes. Speak in tongues shortly. Just speak in tongues. Shada da 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 bada kabahas. Ramana na 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 Oh, kete breketo shatar abadu zedi brakate kete. Melimini limana lamano shana lamahash. Spirit of the Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Touch your people. Touch your people. Bring them out of the coldness. Bring them out of the lukewarmness. Bring them out of the dryness. Bring them out of the slavery, Lord. Bring them out. Bring them out. And wake them up again. Revive them again. Stir them up again. Let us love to read your word. Let us love to study your word. Let us love to study the word. This week, Lord, let there be a revival. Let there be a revival. Let there be a revival. Let there be a resurrection. By the power of the word, as I speak your word, Lord, let the lives of people be transformed. As many that are hearing me, who want to walk with you, who want to follow you, who want to run with you, who want to be with you, who want to have you, Lord, give them the appetite. Oh, take the dryness. Take away the dryness. Let us be like trees that are planted by the rivers of water. Let us be like trees that are deep rooted in the word. Our leaves will not dry. Our fruits will not cease to come. We will be good Christians. We will be good Christians. We will be good Christians. Shakataka Bahas. Oh, there's a revival in the house. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I said there is a revival. Clap your two hands to the Lord. Clap your two hands to the Lord. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Tell somebody, don't joke with the Bible. Tell somebody, if you want to survive, don't joke with the Bible. Tell him. I beg, tell him. The word of God, it exposes us to the realm of the supernatural. According to this scripture, it exposes us. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. Spirit means supernatural. The words I speak, the words in the Bible, the words in the preaching, they are supernatural. They are spirit. So that means that the more word you have, the more supernatural you are.
Oh yeah.
The more word I have, the more supernatural I will be. Everybody stay with me. The more word I have, the more supernatural I am. Say it one more time. The more word I have, the more supernatural I am. That means that you become supernatural, you become a sign. That is where things are about to happen. People tell you things, then you tell them, no, the Bible says.
No,
the Bible says. I will not die. You wake up from a bad dream. He said, no, the Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Ah, you become supernatural. You become supernatural. You become supernatural. You hear that they are firing people in your workplace. They are laying people off. Somebody tells you that they are about to fire you. Then the word of God comes. That no weapon formed against me shall
prosper.
That I shall be above only and not below. That the Bible says that the work of my hands he will bless. He didn't say he will destroy. There are people say, hey, yes, the more supernatural you are becoming, the more word of God you have, the more supernatural you are becoming. You cannot fail, you can only pass. The more supernatural you are becoming. One lady who got married recently, the mother has been calling me, disturbing me. I had a dream. This, hey, pray for my daughter. Oh, my daughter had a dream. He can't give birth. Have a dream. Can't give birth. Then I told, the Bible says that we shall serve the Lord. Kato satarabade. And nights are barren in our midst. And I told him, listen, since we started rescue, nobody has married and is a barren woman in this church. Your daughter will not be
one.
I told him for free. I said, woman, rest. Because nobody joins this church and back. When we started this church, a certain woman came here. She was barren for 6 years. She had been married for 6 years and could not give birth. She stepped here. In a matter of 6 months, she became pregnant. So when they tell you that everybody in this family, they don't marry, you tell them that the Bible says that none shall lack their partner. Are you here with me at all? He said none shall lack their partner. Say, I will not lack my partner. Because when the time is up, you will walk down the aisle. I'm telling you, when your time is up, you will walk down the aisle. I don't care the curse that lives in your family. I don't care the limitation that says no woman marries there. I said, as long as you are in the world, the more supernatural you are, you will end up married this year. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that I'm talking to you, that person is pregnant. I don't even know whether the mother knows, but that person is pregnant. Say the word. The more word you have, the more supernatural you are. Haven't you realized that everything the devil does is to stop you from reading the Bible? Haven't you noticed? Try to watch your favorite movies and see. You will sit for 3 hours, 4 hours. You won't get tired. You won't fall asleep. You won't blink an eye. But I want to bet you. Pick the Bible right now. Pick the Bible for just Upa da dariasimu in the nina. Upa dariasimu nda. Sheda sheda. Ose ayo bre. Enyo bre. Mesi sheda da. Beye 1 week. Koye in that tone. Sleeping tone. Sleep for like 1 week. And know that. The siya de. Why de. Why relax. Say. We ninkum. And take the Bible. I give you 15 minutes. I give you 30 minutes. Your eyes will start becoming dark. It's as if. Pete meda. It's as if you want to sleep. It's as if you want to sleep. It's as if, how many of you have seen what I'm saying? The devil's number one objective is to rob the church of the bullets that we have, of the power that we have. So a Christian without the word of God is like a toy gun. Do you know a toy gun? Christmas gun. Foco. Everybody say foco. There is nothing in you. If you like, come and clap your hands. Imitate also. Umpabwa ne se. Umpabwa. Ube biyosa kan yes kan kutobi. Uti yes awansu. You are joking.
Udi agro.
You are joking.
Udi agro.
You are joking.
Agro na udi.
You are like tunte. Ask somebody, are you tunte? Ask the one by, are you tunte? You are just making a ta ta ta. You can't kill even a lizard. Have you seen a tunter that has killed a lizard before? No tunter, no matter. It can't kill a tunter. It can't kill a lizard. It can't. It has no power. Now that is how you are as a child of God.
Stand out here.
When you don't read the word. When you don't come to listen to the word. When you don't spoke the word. You are powerless. As a toy gun. You are water pistol.
You are water pistol.
The more word you are, the more word you have, the more supernatural you are. What does that mean? That means that the word of God is the antidote to naturality and carnality. I said the word of God is the antidote
the remedy to cure your carnality plus naturality.
Normal.
The devil kills you when he wants. You are like a poultry animal in the poultry farm. They catch you the day they want, they kill you. As long as it's not your turn, you are walking about. But the day they say they want to kill you, nothing stops them.
Oh.
You are just natural. Every disease that passes through Ghana, you are one of the people to get some. Ebola came, you got some. Cholera, you got some. Everything that comes, you get some. Recently, that Corona, you even got some.
Corona, problem.
Everything. You see, you are too natural. Tell somebody you are too natural. That is why every evil thing passes by your house before going. Every witch is able to deal with you. Every witch, in fact, the last rank among the witches, the one who has not even chewed meat before, a day old witch is even able to chase you out. A day old. I get what I'm saying. 1 day old witch who is yet to taste blood, who is even yet
to taste blood.
Once he takes your picture, you are in trouble. Because you are powerless.
If it's a one castanushin,
come without bullets.
You
see, don't be too natural. Tell somebody too natural. You are just flesh and blood. No! Jesus asked them, don't you know that you are God? To whom the word of God came to. If it happens to them, it is them, not me.
It is the Omona air to Omona, Omona air to on them, and can say, mediate me to me.
Say minus me.
Yes,
they die by accident. Me, I don't die by accident.
Accident to Omudi,
I can't.
Party, mean for accident to
yes, sickness kill them. Me, sickness can't kill
them.
Because sickness can't kill a God. And Jesus said, amen. You see, if you don't know the word of God, that's why Jesus said, you shall know the truth. So the devil's number one agenda is to make sure you are oblivious of the truth. The devil wants to make sure that you don't know your right. That's the way. Now, okay, party. We will come out to watch you. That's all the devil wants. Am I speaking to some people here? Go for the truth. Go for the word. Go for the word. Start reading the word. Each day, have a dosage of the word. That is why we have made it very, very simple for you. We have even put time in something we call vault. So that every morning you get it on the church page. So that even if you are the most laziest Christian, at least 2 minutes, can read the word.
Meanwhile,
some of us are worse than the lazy Christians. We don't even do the word. No Bible. No Bible reading. We share the message. You see, on top of the word is a link. You see a link. Folks, my picture is there. On top of that, that thing is the message. When you click it, what I'm preaching today, it will be there. When you click it, it will take you straight to where all my messages are. You just press, yes, it's in your car, and just press it. Now, Ninyoma may preach this 6 years ago and say, oh, bye now. Then you are eating it. Then you are getting stronger. Stronger.
Then,
when you come and you say that in Jesus' name, get out! See that demons are fleeing. Why? It's the word you have. When you come to church, say, okay, let's pray about something. You say, oh, Father, I pray and it's happening. Not the one that you on the floor. Then still, nothing happened. Nothing. At the end of the year, you are still the same. Because you are clogging a gun without bullet. Nothing.
That's
why I've been praying. You can't quote one scripture. You can't even quote one scripture. There is no scripture. It could go over 6 billion. Argentina won our own palm on wow. At the end, tell him something. Tell him something. I feel way dear. I mama worry and brow. I don't want mama worry and ma. I feel way dear. May you be. Wordless prayer. Wordless prayer. Listen, effective prayer is not crying. It's not prayer. It's not prayer. God is not moved by your tears. He is moved by His word. Jesus said, get deep behind me. It is written. It is written. It is written. When you enter into prayer, what makes potent your prayer is the reference you give, the scripture reference. Then you are telling the judge, my lord, it is not right. It's not right for them to steal his goat. My lord, do something about it. It's not right for them to steal their goat. Is that how they talk? Is that how they talk?
Maybe.
Then my lord, according to the 1992 Constitution of the Republic of Ghana, Article 335, Subsection 312, with clause B. With clause B, it is stated, and I quote, not yourself.
That's not still a good.
I'm not a parliamentarian, I'm not a politician, I'm not a lawyer, so I won't quote some. So it's about goat, not that say, oh, that's not still good. Then the judge will now say, objection sustained. Objection over. It is based on the reference you make. Otherwise, you will be crying for nothing. And not that before be brave, bomb, pie, is you can crap in him. And that's it. Aya. Inka Elomax Onyeska. Go to Lighthouse. Go to Christ Embassy. Go to Pastor Tapio's church and go. You hardly see somebody do aya. But they are all driving their cars. They are all rich. And go to the park. And the forest, you go and meet the PhDs of Aya. Mama Bomu PhD, professor, prayer warrior. My Bobby is now. My Bobby, maybe I'm your expert in it. But me catch that thing. And yet, and no energy or DNA. But the one who is quoting, it is written, in the name of Jesus, I shall not be the tail, but I shall be the head. Lord, whatever the devil is trying to do to my life, to bring me down, I refuse to go down, because you have written that above only and not beneath. It is working than the one who is the I. You hear what I'm saying?
What is the American?
The next time you hear somebody praying, ask the person, what scripture are you using? That is why in this church, anytime you hear us raise prayer, we quote a scripture. We give a scripture. It's an error to lead prayer here without a scripture. That's how I train my people. The reason is because it is the scripture reference you are giving to the Ancient of Days that will make him rule in your favor. Hello. They are taking my womb. Father, your word says that no enchantment shall survive against Jacob. Neither will any divination survive Israel. Father, let this witchcraft attack on my womb backfire. Then it will backfire. It will respect it. Listen, the devil is a respectful person. No? Tell somebody, Satan is very respectful. Tell another, Satan is very respectful. But unfortunately, he only respects those who have the word. Authority in the word. The scripture I gave you, Psalm 138, verse 2. He said what? God has exalted his name above his word, above all his names. He doesn't work anything. You are Shama. So what? He has exalted his word. His word. Where your Bible? Kind for loving kindness, for thy truth. For thou hast you have magnified your word above all thy name. Oh Rohi Name. Oh Baba Sumfuni na the count. Just quote a scripture. If you need healing, don't be shouted. Rafa Name. Oh no. No. The Bible says that by his stripes I am healed. So I declare, Satan, get lost. You said, I shall serve the Lord. He will take sickness out of my body. Exodus 23, 25. So sickness, you cannot be here because I serve God. Now that's how to pray. Now that's how to make the devil respect you. I know what I'm saying. Clap your two hands together for them. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.